Yeah, I guess that's a fade out. Ba-bum.
Ba-bum. Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 9 of The Grand Cast. I am your host, Chris Inn, here this evening with Zach Horn.
Woo!
Thank you so much for being here,
dude,
Zach.
Dude, thanks for having me. I'm having such a great time.
Such a great time!
Dude, I love this.
It's about to get even better.
It's like free therapy or something.
We're getting into a series of mini segments.
Yeah. Okay.
Starting with the first segment, a recurring segment on this season of the Grand Cast, Elimination Challenge.
Ooh.
Cue Elimination Challenge music.
Dun, dun, dun. Is there actually Elimination Challenge music?
Maybe in post.
Cha, 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 cha. Don't get eliminated. Okay.
It'll be that now.
Okay. Cha, 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 cha.
So you have just been handed a list, well, three lists on one sheet of paper, 13 movies, 13 television shows, 13 comedians. Starting with the first list, it is your job to go through each of the remaining items, express your thoughts on that item, and then eliminate one from the running for champion.
Wait, so I have to, wait, okay, so what you're saying is I have to choose from the ones that are still open?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one do you not want to win at the end of the season?
Oh, like all these ones have been crossed out because people didn't like them.
Yep.
What? Biko, you don't like Spinal Tap? Dude,
he had never seen it.
Oh, dude, watch Spinal Tap. What the fuck? Exactly. Sorry, I'm not trying to just get on Biko. Sorry, Biko. I love you, dude. You're a good guy. Alistair. Al, why don't you like Big Lebowski?
Let's focus on the ones that are remaining, please.
Okay, which one do I want to eliminate?
Yep, if you could go through each one and then say what you think about it.
Okay, yes. Okay, 40-Year-Old Virgin I thought it was a good movie. I like the writers, I like the cast, and it's more of a modern look at sexuality, I guess, sort of, in a weird way. Okay, the next one is Wayne's World, a classic. I fucking love that movie. Mike Myers helped raise me with Wayne's World, Austin Powers, all that kind of stuff. Dude,
Love Guru.
I don't actually think I ever watched the entire movie Love Guru. I kind of feel bad about it, but didn't they do some musical numbers? And that always puts me off.
It had some redeeming qualities.
I haven't watched Moana. Isn't that what it's called?
Moana was very good.
I've heard that from so many people that I know good movies, but sometimes a musical number will just completely throw me off of a movie.
That's fair.
Okay, Airplane, classic. Some great one-liners, weird shit that like no one catches until you've seen the movie 100 times, like the intercom at the airport or whatever. So many good things. Okay, moving on. Groundhog's Day. Bill Murray is, just to make a comment, a retroactive comment, Bill Murray is he is my number one. I love Bill Murray. And so I hope Groundhog's Day stays on this list. I hope it wins because it's the only one of these that has Bill Murray. Oh no, Caddyshack at? Okay, sorry, I'll focus on what's here.
Would you mind pulling the mic a little closer?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Just a little bit closer. You're fine sitting how you were, but.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Sorry, thanks. I started leaning and I think I backed my
Josh, thanks you also preemptively. I'll thank you preemptively for Josh.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's who this podcast is made for. I want to make sure he gets the audio quality he deserves.
Groundhog's Day is like a cool, like, one of those, like, I don't know what to call it, not like a miracle or like, I don't know, it's like a fantasy, but it stays in a very real world. But it's something that never really happens. So I do love that movie, and it's fantastic. The Jerk is a great movie, but that I think is going to be the one that I might cross off out of this selection.
There's no easy one.
No, this is not going to be easy. And I guess the easiest would be to do the most recent movie on the list for me, because it's not someone who has created a legacy in comedy, if you will, right? Like, come on. People pay hundreds of dollars to see Steve Martin, like, strum his banjo.
Yeah.
Not because they love his banjo playing, but because he's Steve Martin and, like, they grew up seeing him and... They made him laugh. He made them laugh. But I think that's what's about to happen, because that's the movie that I have seen least over the past 20 years of my life. I've probably only... maybe I need to rewatch it. And maybe this will make me rewatch it, and I'll come back and I'll be like, I'm so sorry, I scratched off The Jerk. But this is me scratching off The Jerk because I can't do... I like 40-Year-Old Virgin. I think they created a whole new, with that, the line of movies that they're doing, and I love that comedy group, so I'm going to keep it. Wayne's World, love it. Can't Die. Sorry, like, forever and ever. Airplane, fantastic. In that category of movies, like, that is number one. Groundhog's Day is Bill Murray, and I'm never going to scratch off anything that has Bill Murray on it. So this is me scratching off The Jerk.
Off The Jerk. Number 13 is gone.
I'm signing my name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, this is probably taking longer than this for most people.
No. There's
a lot of appropriate debate in this. Okay, good. Yeah. Because this is an internal...
It was almost painfully long at the beginning with 13 items to go through.
Yeah, right? That must have been really tough for someone to look at all these movies and be like, well, maybe it'll be easier too, because you're like, oh, I don't like these three movies, so I can just cross off either one.
Yeah,
so,
okay. I tried to throw in a couple easier ones to make it faster going early on. But everybody has their own opinion also, so an easy one for one
person.
And,
like, some people might be really, like, when now I'm looking at the TV shows, and, like, I don't really hold, TV shows, I don't really hold as dearly in my heart as I do movies. Like, movies are huge to me, so, like, TV shows, like, you didn't like Cheers? I get that. You may not have liked an element of Cheers. That's totally understandable, and that's totally cool. So we got... You want me to move on to TV shows?
Yes, please.
Okay, I got South Park. Probably the greatest show ever made. Never going to cross that off. I Love Lucy is a fantastic show, and, like, it's a household name. I bet you 10 years, 20 years from now, people will say, like, will mention I Love Lucy, and you'll probably know what that is. This is a correction that was made. I was like, there's something after this.
It's the U.S. version of the
U.S.
show.
Version of The Office.
Yeah.
I will say I've watched this entire thing more than once, and I love it. It's a fantastic cast, and it's great. Parks and Rec, same thing. It's fantastic. People might hate me for saying this, but I think you could have chunked those both in one. Is that wrong to say?
No.
I think they're kind of relatively
close. It's a workplace comedy.
Workplace comedy, like,
documentary style.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I fell in love with, like, first season. I think they're hilarious. They're really good. I'm not going to get rid of that. I think the stupidity in that is, I mean, it's one of those things, it's just like, well, like, South Park shows you current events and how stupid people are for acting certain ways about those current events. Always Sunny just kind of, shows you that people are act stupid. And like that's kind of like a thing. Like some people are just like, yeah. This is tough for me. Who's going to punch me in the face when I cross out I Love Lucy? Who is it? Who's going to be like, I can't believe I'm going to get rung out for one of these. But I think that's what I'm doing. Just because I Love Lucy is hilarious, but this list, the options that I've given, I mean, South Park, you can't really put anything close to it. The Office is great. I mean, maybe I should cross off one between The Office and Parks and Rec, but how do I really decide which one deserves to be crossed off of those? Maybe Parks and Rec, because it came after and it kind of not copied, but went along the same genre, and maybe that's...
Ron Swanson, though.
I know, he was... I mean, all of those characters were, like, really good and really, like, you can really... They're relatable, right? Even though they're, like, yeah, outrageous, like, they're living in our day and age. And Always Sunny, I'm not going to touch because they're fucking hilarious. And I think, yeah, I'm doing something new.
Final answer?
Final answer... Number 5, I Love Lucy, final answer. Thank you, Regis.
And now, 13 okay. comedians. Well, I guess 5 comedians, but...
Oh, damn, and I've got 5 of, like, the best other people of... Whoa. Sorry, I should focus on what's what's given to me and not what other people have crossed off for whatever reasons... They think are right, Bobby. Okay. George Carlin is a genius. I mean, holy shit. Richard Pryor is a fucking genius. Robin Williams is a genius. Dave Chappelle is still alive and he's a genius. So is Steve Martin. He's alive and he's a genius. George Carlin's dead, right? Yeah.
Yes.
He died, for sure. I remember that.
Yeah. Probably a decade ago.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I guess it was that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, because, yeah. Howard's, yeah. Anyways. Okay. Holy shit. Let's see. Comedians on a comedian level. Okay, so the one I don't like the most, the person I is going to be the same guy I crossed off the movie list.
Oh.
Not that I don't like him. I just... but...
As a stand-up comedian.
But as a stand-up comedian, I mean, okay, but at the same time, like, Robin Williams, like, seems so fucked up on stage or something. Like, he just hits this, like, crazy level when he does stand-up.
I guess it... I didn't mean for it to be as a stand-up comedian. I misspoke
there. Okay, it's comedy in general.
Just as a comedian. Okay, so yeah, yeah. Well, in their entire in scope the same, of performances.
In the same way, I guess. Oh, well then, I mean...
Film and
yeah, television. In the same way, then, I guess, like, out of all of these people in all the movies that they're in, like, George Carlin is fucking hilarious. Richard Pryor, like, carried movies. Robin Williams, like, I mean...
Death to Smoochie.
Dude, he will forever be, like, a face that you will think of whenever you hear... One of 100 movies, you know, yeah. Like
Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my god, Good Morning so Vietnam. Many, even ones that don't have his face in it. Aladdin, like Aladdin. That's the face that I think of when I hear Aladdin. It's like, Hook. Oh, the genie, Hook. Jumanji. Oh my god, yeah,
so many films,
but Hook wasn't exactly Rufio. A comedy.
Rufio.
Was it a comedy?
Dramedy.
Action adventure
drama. Yeah. it's so many things.
Um, But I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to cross out George Carlin, because I think that what he did in, yes, he may not have made multi-million dollar, well, he was in a lot of big movies.
14 HBO specials.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, those were his specials, and like, he found outlets to tell the ideas that he thought were important, and I love him for that, and like, he was a genius. So I'm going to finally answer 13, Steve Martin. Sorry, Steve, I love you. You're great, you're hilarious, but you're more of like my mom's type of comedy than mine. Is that wrong?
No, that's fair.
And in no way is that sexist. That's just a generation
thing. That's racist.
Is that racist?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
That's a new word for me. I don't know what racist means. I'm colorblind. Just kidding. I don't say that kind of shit. Thank you.
That was getting me off that topic. Elimination challenge.
That was really tough. Holy shit.
It's only getting tougher.
Good luck to the next person that has to do that.
Liz Hatfield tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, good luck, because you'll probably feel like an asshole crossing one of those names off those lists.
That was Elimination Challenge. Next segment is Improv Scene Suggestions. I go to a lot of improv comedy shows, and they're always asking the audience for different suggestions.
Yeah.
I don't always have good ones, so I'd like to get yours. So if you could please...
Would I would yell in a crowd?
Yes.
Fantastic.
If you could give me a location.
Okay. I'm supposed to do this quick. Okay, sorry. I have to switch into that mind of...
audience mode.
I've switched into audience mode. So, yeah. Here, let me, take one more swig.
That psychedelic heck brass.
Woo! It's so good. It's getting me so good. Let me do a couple.
Delicious.
Woo!
Woo! Ow! Ow!
Okay.
Woo! All
right. Okay, hit me with it again.
Please give me a location.
A shoe store.
A location that would fit on the stage at the other side at Mulligan's.
The loading dock of a spaceship.
A noun.
Turds.
A verb.
Doodle.
A color.
Midnight blue.
An occupation.
Let's see. The guy who is technically the pilot of a subway train. Yeah.
A relationship between two people.
Friend zoners.
A word. Any word.
Congratulations.
The last thing that you paid money for.
Like, literally? Oh, yeah.
As an audience suggestion.
As an audience member, but I'm an audience here tonight.
Me too.
But also a participant.
Me too.
Bulgogi Beef Bowl!
Yeah. At Ondo on Bridge Street.
It was so tasty. Oh, my God.
Next to New Holland.
Yeah.
So tasty.
It's so great. Check it out.
A genre of movie.
Oh, fantasy.
An emotion.
Frustration.
An emoji.
Doo-doo. That's the poop.
Grinning poop.
Doo-doo, baby.
The first line of dialogue.
This just isn't working.
a page number.
Well, you know, the automatic one to pop in my head was 69, but I want to say 39 because I like those numbers.
Yeah.
And I just feel so fortunate. This is season 3, episode 9. Man.
A place you might go on a first date.
God. Jesus. Wangers.
The bowling alley?
Yeah, exactly. Is that how it's pronounced? It's W.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sure. Wangers. That's a fun place to be.
It's a good time. There and click.
It's cheap.
Close to downtown.
It's a good bowling alley. It's, yeah. It's good beer. Nearby. Cheap. I don't always like their beer selection, but you know what? A friend of mine, they used to do electronic shows there.
Oh.
Bowling night electronic show.
That's
fun stuff. I don't remember last time I was on a first date, though, to be honest. So, yowza. So really the answer would be meanwhile.
Good choice. A place you might go on vacation.
Mars.
A problem.
Too many tacos.
I'd like to have that problem.
That's a great problem to have.
An animal.
A hawk.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
Micro machines.
Yeah. The cars or the airplanes or the Star Wars ships.
Whatever you're into, man. Oh. Man, I love the airplanes. Those were really fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can roll the cars on the ground or on tables and stuff. That's cool. But man, when you have a flying ship in your pocket and you just take it out, you just run around the room. Yeah,
just so real. Good.
So good. So good.
Three objects that might be in a room.
Okay, yeah. This is like, yeah, I love this one. Okay. Okay, when I do this, I like to think of things that can be connected, but also are totally disconnected. So I'm going to try and think abstractly, but strategically. Okay, I'm going to say the nose from Mount Rushmore, which is back center. I'm sorry, I'm picturing the stage in my mind.
Yep.
Okay, the nose from Mount Rushmore. Any of the presidents from Mount Rushmore noses on the stage. Probably have to laying sideways, pointing straight up, because otherwise, yeah, it'd be weird. Okay. A small dog that was taxidermied.
What brand of dog?
Brand?
Breed? Whatever.
However you want to. Definitely go with Disney brand dog.
Whoa.
Just kidding. Breed of dog would be a Pomeranian. Taxidermy Pomeranian. It's going to be the reddish type. The reddish coat. And let's see. The final thing would be a... This is for Tyler, a pogo stick leaning against the very front of the stage. It's going to be a black pogo stick with one handle pink, one handle green, and a lightning bolt down the middle. Yeah.
Nice. Let's
do that.
The last thing you ate.
Bulgogi beef bowl.
At Ando.
On it was Bridge very Street. Good. It was very good. Sorry, I'm not going to do an Asian American accent.
Thank you.
But I think it's okay to do that.
Nope.
It's not?
Nope.
Okay.
Something you might get into an argument over.
If it's okay for me to do accents when I'm talking about certain foods, okay? I'm eating food, and it's Japanese, and I want to be able to say, very good, and I can't do that because
cultural appropriation?
Because someone's going to look at me and be like, I'm Japanese and I don't sound like that. And I'm like, good for you. But in this movie that I saw called Kill Bill, this guy said that. And I love the way he said it. And it's one of my favorite things that anyone has said in a movie. So I like to say that. I'm going to get in a fight with you about it. You could try and tell me I can't say very good. Then I'm going to, like, we're going to get into it.
Something you are scared of.
Life.
Yeah.
Wait, this is supposed to be I'm an audience member. Something I'm scared of.
Nope, that was a good one.
Okay, life.
Kay. The title of a movie that has not been made.
Snow Dogs 5, The Big Melt. / Global Warming is turned out to be real.
Oh, shit.
How many snow dogs are there? There might already be a 5.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure.
Google.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
farts.
That's a good one. I've always been lucky, but I've never been able to...
come out with more money than I walked in with at a casino.
That was improv scene suggestions.
That really... yeah.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have song lyrics here. If you wouldn't mind reading those lyrics to me in the style of spoken word poetry.
Or okay. Which one?
All of it from all the beginning to the end.
All right. This is great. Okay. I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in, 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some long-forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy. It's waiting there for you. It's going to take a lot of time. Whoa. It's going to take a lot to take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. You can't really make that sound like spoken word, that line. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what is right. As pure, as sure, as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened of this thing that I've become. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. It's going to take some time to do the things we never had. Hurry, boy. She's waiting there for you. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. I bless the rains down in Africa.
I bless the rain.
I bless the rain down in Africa. Sorry, I'm getting this one. I bless the rains down in Africa. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take time. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
Thank you.
That was amazing. I love reading lyrics. They're great.
Some of them are incredibly interesting, far more than people give them credit for. Some of them are hot garbage. This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number in my brain that is...
You put your hand behind your back, like I was supposed to guess 1 through 5, and I was like ready to go.
Oh.
But no, it's fine.
Let's do that first.
Okay, that's a warm-up round?
Yep.
Okay. You got it?
Got it.
You have a number behind your back?
Yep.
It's 4. I was close.
Yep. So I'm thinking in my brain.
The number was 2, audience. The number was 2. He handed up. He held up. Yeah.
2 fingers.
He threw me a piece.
It was my index and my middle finger.
That's right.
So okay. I'm thinking of a number greater than or equal to 1, less than or equal to 1 million.
Whoa.
And you get one chance to guess what it is. I'm projecting it at you.
Okay.
Psychically. All right. So if you can, I'm testing your reception
abilities. Is this like a number that has to do with you? Is this like a strong number? Or you just made it up? Is it always the same number?
It's always been the same number.
And you just tell me if I'm wrong. You don't tell me the number.
Correct.
Because
I will tell you how many digits you got correct and how many of those digits were in the correct decimal place.
Ooh, this is great. I love this challenge. Okay. Will you actually picture the number in your head, like as if it's on like stock exchange, whatever, yellow light kind of thing?
It's happening.
It's happening right now.
Yes.
Okay. 10,482.53.
It's a whole number, no fractions. So 10,482, is that your guess?
Yes, that was my guess.
I'm sorry, that is not correct. You got 3 numbers correct, none of which were in the correct decimal place.
Okay.
This next segment is called Words of Wisdom. So what I have here is a list of the first part of different common phrases. I would like for you to please complete the phrase with your own version,
okay,
different
cool.
from the original.
Oh, you mean you're going to read them to me?
Yes.
Wait, I ask you one question about the last thing?
Yes.
If I were to go back and like hear all of the podcasts, not that I haven't listened to every single one of your episodes all the way to the end.
Because the Grandcast is a good podcast.
Oh, it's the best.
You should listen to
every
episode.
Come on, it's my number one to do chores to. It's my number one. But if I were to go through and like hear all your clues, mm-hmm. I could technically put together the number, possibly?
Yes, eventually, as more people provide guesses.
Okay.
And
I'd take that challenge. Okay.
There's a game called Mastermind. A board game where one person sets a code of pegs that are different colors. And you have a certain number of guesses to figure out what their code is.
I think I've heard of that game.
It's very fun. There's also a word version with letters instead of colors.
That sounds much easier. I don't know.
For some people.
Numbers are tough.
Yeah. I prefer numbers and colors, but a lot of
people. Could you do that? Could you do Mastermind color?
Yeah, that's what...
They actually have that?
Yeah.
I would love to play that game.
All right, we can play.
All right. Cool. All right.
This game, however, Words of Wisdom...
Words of Wisdom. I complete your...
It's saying. Better to ask for forgiveness than...
to fucking mope around.
A penny saved...
Is just a penny, and there's lots of them in dumps. And if you really want to go and collect all these pennies, go right ahead. But it's really, it's Round it off. Just round it off.
When in doubt,
ask a friend.
I like that. If at first you don't succeed,
figure out what you did wrong and next time don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really negative. No, I'm sorry. If at first you don't succeed, maybe you're not supposed to do that. Just kidding. Do it again. Just try. Just keep trying. You'll do it. You can do it. I believe in you. You can do it. Okay.
Just do it. I love Shia. Shia LaBeouf says, just do it.
Okay.
Don't let your dreams be... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it. Just do it.
Do it. Just do it. Come on. Just do it. Okay.
Out of the frying pan and...
into my mouth.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on you.
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots that...
You can't pay for.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
you get what's coming to you.
Wow. That's like the pot calling...
say that again?
That's like the pot calling...
You can just stop right there. I'm just kidding. That's like the pot calling my name.
Six of one, half dozen of...
sorry, say that again?
Six of one, half dozen of... the original phrase is six of one, half dozen of the other.
But I don't think I've ever heard of that before, but...
oh.
Six of one... half dozen of a gajillion.
Life is like a box of...
things you bought at a garage sale.
Yeah. Stop, drop, and...
how many people have said, shut them down, open up, shop?
One. That's a good answer, though.
I'm just, my answer would be stop, drop, and take a nap for a little bit until you feel like you're ready to get back up again.
That's how Rough Riders roll. The only thing we have to fear is...
I said this earlier, it's lizard people that are controlling the world.
You don't need to be concerned about that.
See, that's exactly what a lizard person would say, or a robot who is working with lizard people.
Whoa.
No, that... I don't think you're a lizard person. I don't think anyone's a lizard person. But that we should be afraid of that kind of thing. It could be real. Just be aware that there could be things out there that we don't understand that could be trying to change our course of history to their advantage, because they're more advanced than us.
But it's easier if you don't think about it and just go and with just, the flow.
Just keep doing, like,
pay what? No just attention to the man Candy behind Crush. The curtain.
Just keep playing Candy Crush. Pay for premium Candy Crush, and don't think about things at all. Sorry for anyone who plays Candy Crush.
It's a fun game. Match 3 is a legitimate game style.
I know. It's actually, it is a legit puzzle game.
There's a really good Pokemon one on the Nintendo 3DS, yeah. Which is available for free.
For download if you have a DS, is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yes.
Sounds like fun, but that's not free because I have to buy a DS.
That's true. Wubba Lubba.
That's my answer.
Okay.
It's a long sigh.
A bird in the hand is worth...
A bird in the hand. That's my answer. A bird in the hand is worth a bird in the hand.
Checks out. Knick, knack, paddywhack, give a dog...
A healthy, balanced diet so that I can live a long life. Because you're making it stay in a cage, basically. And it can't live its full life, and it can't do the things it wants. So at least let it live healthily.
Thank you. If life hands you lemons...
Then... Whatever, throw them back and hope life gives you some other kind of fruit that's more delicious than a lemon, because have fun eating a lemon on its own.
I like lemons.
Do you eat a lemon? Have you ever peeled a lemon and just eat a lemon?
I have eaten slices of lemon just to enjoy the lemon flavor, and if it weren't for the repercussions on the enamel of my teeth, I would do it very frequently.
Okay, that's a good answer. And also...
I like lemonade.
That was a logical answer because, yeah, they are, yeah, they can damage your...
Yeah, they're bad for your teeth. Too acidic.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
It is too bad. Whatever. Actions come with consequences.
When in Rome...
Go to the Colosseum.
Birds of a feather.
Is a great fish song.
Is it? It should be.
It is. You've never heard that song?
Nope. Birds not a fish guy.
Are flocking outside. No?
Nope.
Okay.
The journey of 1,000 miles.
That's... The journey of 1,000 miles? What is yes. The entire quote? Because I don't think I've heard
begins
that.
With a single step.
Oh. The journey of 1,000 miles. Has equally as many rest stops. Or has a sufficient amount of rest stops, I should say.
Hopefully. It's not what you look at that matters. It's...
how you look at it.
Yeah.
Is that how the quote goes? What's the actual quote? Sorry.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
Oh. Okay.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
Being smart? How does the actual saying go?
Perspiration. Hard work.
That's genius.
I think that's attributed to Einstein inaccurately. I would say
actually, let me change my answer to genetics. Okay? Because that's dang. Actually how it goes.
That's sorry. Harsh.
I mean, come on.
I believe that anyone is capable of doing anything given enough you're right. time.
You're right. But, ain't the things that stop you from doing those things are things like addictive personality or...
Those are just decisions mental, that you're making.
No, hold on. Not entirely. You can be... Sorry, we're trying to rush. We're trying to get through this. But genetics affect more than just your...
Certainly. Your vulnerability IQ. To certain chemical...
Not just that, but how life influences you and whatever. And you know what? Yeah, that's
nature versus nurture.
Yeah, sure. But you know,
let's talk about that for an hour.
Yeah, let's have another beer and talk about that. Just kidding.
Still sitting in the growler, right?
I'm not gonna drink any more of your growler because I think there's like one good full brew left, and
why don't you get half of one?
No, are you giving me 2 entire glasses of psychedelic catgrass, and I couldn't be happier. I love this beer. It is like
delicious.
Liquid gold to me right now. It's so good. It hits me just right.
The final word of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
feels.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for about 30 seconds on an idea, a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, anything you feel like trying to sell me, now's the time.
Oh, dang. Okay. Do I have a minute to... can I have like a hot second to think about this?
Yep.
Okay. An idea that I'm going to pitch you. Okay. All right. Dang, wait, I don't want to pull from my awesome idea batch because this is on air. And I don't want someone to steal one of my awesome ideas. Okay, so let's see. I'm looking around the room trying to get ideas to throw you a pitch. And I'm going to say...
the elevator door is just closed.
Okay, we just walked in, and I'm like, I realized who you are, and I'm like, whoa. Oh, dude, you're that guy. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's my idea. So it's, all right, so it's like, it's a book that's decomposable. To use, these books only last for, because how, I mean, really, how many times do you read the books on your shelves, right?
Once.
Once. You read them once, because it's so big, you're going to try and read it the second time, you're going to get, like, two chapters in and be like, I remember all of this still. So they're books that you can have physically, you can read them, everything, the binder, the paper, everything is a more decomposable kind of material that you simply add water to and it becomes the perfect thing. You actually can just tear it up, throw a plant right in the middle, it'll root, it'll decompose, it'll work great. And
I'm not buying it. If it's a good book, I want to be able to give it to one of my friends to read. But then you can
say this is my Hemingway plant. Nope. Check out my Spider Bradbury.
I'm off the elevator. Thank you for your effort.
What about my? Okay.
That was elevator pitch. Next segment is called Let's Play Rapid Fire.
Okay.
So I have
a bunch of different kinds of guns that are fully automatic that we're gonna. Just kidding.
I have different kind of prompts, I guess.
Okay.
And I want you to give me like the answer that first pops into your head, and you'll probably notice a trend, a theme with the answers to these questions.
Will I? Okay.
The most... Oh, I need the bell.
Okay, yeah. Take the bell. I have my triangle.
The most common movie theater concession.
Popcorn.
Correct. The nut of an oak tree.
Acorn.
Correct. Feeling or expressing contempt for something. Viewing something with contempt or...
Hate?
Scorn.
Scorn.
Freak on a leash.
Oh, corn?
Correct. A meat substitute derived from a fungus. It's a brand name.
It's a brand name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Soylent Green?
Corn.
Yeah.
Q-U-O-R-N.
I know Soylent Green is people. Soylent Green is people.
A hard growth on the head typically found in pairs.
A horn?
Correct.
Is that just made for me? Did you make that just for me?
Saturday Night Live, Michaels.
Ooh. Wait, say that again?
Saturday Night Live, Michaels.
Michaels.
The creator.
Oh, is it Lauren?
Correct.
Cool.
The world headquarters of the Ford Motor Company is located in this east side city.
Detroit?
Dearborn.
Dearborn is what I meant, just outside of Detroit.
To grieve, showing sorrow.
Cry?
Mourn.
Mourn.
A recent one-season semi-animated Fox show with Jason Sudeikis.
Was it The Son of Zorn?
Correct.
Whoa, I haven't even watched it. Thank you.
You must be in this before testifying.
Pass?
Sworn. You must be sworn in before testifying.
Okay. That was confusing for me. I'm gonna say that.
What clothing is?
Warmth?
Worn. To be wild.
Born?
Correct.
Oh, okay, I get it now. We're rhyming and stuff.
To decorate. To make more attractive.
Adorn?
Correct.
Okay, I get it.
Every rose has its...
thorn.
Correct. Ripped.
Torn.
Correct. Bow chicken wow wow.
Porn.
Correct. That was it. Rapid fire.
Man, how long did it take me to catch on to the rhyming? Jeez, over halfway. Psychedelic Catgrass from Shorts Brewery. It's fantastic. It's delicious.
It'll get you drunk.
It does the trick. And
Pickle Rick.
Along with Pickle Rick.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Fictional Friends Improv. So if you could please improvise a short audio ad like one might hear on the radio for Fictional Friends, please.
Okay. I don't know how to approach this. Okay. Hey kids, are you sick of going to an improv show and you're not really sure what they're talking about? Did you pay over $20 to go to that improv show? That's bullshit. Do you want to go to a free improv show where they have cheap beer and you can relate to these people because they're talking about stuff that you might even know what they're talking about? That's right, there is a place where you can do that. It's at a bar called Mulligan's. It's cool. It's free. There's cheap booze. Sometimes there's attractive ladies. Just kidding, don't actually go to a show because you think there might actually be ladies there. Don't do that because that is not a good idea. That's right! Come on down to Mulligan's, where you can watch a free show. You can participate in a free show. You can come to a workshop and then just watch the show. There's so many options. Come on down. It's free. If you don't like it, you can just walk out to the bar and get drunk instead. Fictional Friends at Mulligan's at showtime 9:30 every week on Wednesdays. Check it out. Is that a good one?
Very good.
Okay, cool. Thank you. It's like a wrestling commercial.
The first part reminded me a lot of the guy that grows orchids in the film Adaptation. I don't know the actor's name or the character's name.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that movie, I think.
Fantastic film.
It is good.
Charlie Kaufman. Mm-hmm. So brilliant.
And it's on HBO Go.
Oh, yeah?
I scrolled by it last night at 4:30 in the morning and was like, I don't need to start a new movie right
That's
now.
That's a heavy one. You have to pay attention. There's a lot going on
so
there.
So instead I watched Highlander for about 30 minutes until I fell asleep.
There can be only one.
Oh, God, the opening sword fight in that movie is so good. Oh, my God. They just... I mean, everyone continuing after that is fantastic, but... Yeah, anyways, I love Highlander. Okay.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Zach, your characters are always extremely sincere, and I really appreciate that. Oh. You have fantastic delivery.
Oh.
Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community.
Holy cow, that means so much to me, and it makes it... Yeah, thank you so much. That
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
The ability to use imagination and to run with it in a physical sense, I guess, if you will, which is something that I think I love about improv comedy. The whole idea of pretending. Remember when you used to pretend? Pretend there's a castle over there, and we're gonna go over here. Pretend that there's, like, archers. Pretend, like, that, in my opinion, acting or in interacting with your imagination. I'll never forget that about my childhood. I did that a lot and I loved it and I let it just kind of run free. And I think that's why I came back to improv, or I think that's why I came to improv.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Its next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Ooh. Wow. I guess all of our fictional friend shows, because they just seem to get better. And I love our crew, and I love seeing them develop, and seeing our shows become more and more fun and pop. And I don't really care about the popularity of it. I care about getting a full room of laughs, I guess, or like a full, full room participation. I'll just go with that. Other stuff is good too, if I can figure that shit out in the near future.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you would like to raise awareness for, now is the time to do that, please.
Maybe events, I would say. Well, you know what? North Coast is happening this weekend. And I used to go to North Coast a lot. And it's a really fun music festival in Chicago.
That's this cool. Episode won't come out for probably 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. Then my answer is...
I should have told you that ahead of time. I'm sorry.
My answer is no.
Oh.
I know. To plugging anyone's social media. If you find out that shit on your own, you do that. Whatever. No one needs extra advertisement on social media, in my opinion. There's some good stuff. You'll figure it out on your own.
The final
I'm not a wolf is good. Okay, sorry.
I'm Not a Wolf?
Yeah, have you ever heard of I'm Not a Wolf? Tyler introduced me to that. It's on Facebook. You can follow him. It's funny. Trying to convince other people that he's not a wolf.
Oh.
I'll pull up. You want me to pull up one real quick?
Sure.
Okay, fine. Damn it. I'm doing exactly what I... The reason I said no, and you know what? Whatever.
Sounds... Maybe, like, there was a thing, like a subreddit about accounts that were actually robots pretending like they weren't robots. So they would say things like, oh, I also feel that human emotion that you have expressed.
Oh, it's not a wolf. Okay, it's not a wolf. And the whole idea is that, like, he's a wolf living in a human environment.
Pretending to be normal.
Yeah. So let's see. Here's a good one. Here's a hot piece of wow, cat grass. That just totally proved where I'm at right now. Here's a hot piece of office gossip. Gary is probably fine, and we should stop wondering where he went or who was the last to see him, even. Stuff like that, where it's like, okay, here's another one. I love meal prep. Portioning my food, putting it in a Tupperware, slaughtering my weekly horse. I will put hummus in this one. I deserve it.
Just like random wolfy type things.
Yeah, just like a wolf trying to convince people.
But doing the psychological slips that indicate...
Yeah, that it's like, you know, what he doesn't think that humans will pick up on.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, so that's the one I'll do. Okay, yeah.
And the final segment of the episode is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm not going to say stick with it and don't stop. Give yourself the break that you need. If you're feeling like you need a break, let yourself, if you feel like you aren't doing what you think you should be doing on stage, think about it for a second, but also come back to it, revisit it, try different forms of it. Just don't stop because you think you might not be funny, because it's sort of like it's this thing that I learned about art. One of my art teachers taught me it's not about being a great artist, or being a great artist doesn't always mean you have all the skills to do all the things necessary. It's the fact that you have a good eye for beauty, if you will. And so if you are someone who enjoys comedy, that means you have an understanding of comedy. Therefore, you can do it. Just let yourself, give yourself the time, keep trying, do all the things you heard back in school that you need to do, and it'll click. Everything will work out, sort of. Don't give up. I don't know. That I feel like I'm setting people up for disaster because like, don't expect money out of it either. Okay,
that's
don't
the final do it life for the lesson. Money.
Yeah,
don't expect money out of it.
Don't do it for money because you'll realize, yeah, you know what? It's never about money. It's never about money.
All right. Thank you very much for being here tonight, Zach. This has been a ton of fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It's been great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
We'll have to play some Mastermind or maybe Backgammon.
Ooh, yes. That is my thing.
Nice. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all new episode of The Grand Cast.
Yeah.